The Florida House passed a bill that would ban transgender females from competing girls and women's high school and college sports on Wednesday. The bill passed with a vote of 77-40. The bill would make participation in athletics contingent on determining students' biological sex, which is a disputed term that refers to sex assigned at birth. Florida is one of 25 states considering legislation that would ban transgender athletes from competing in women's only sports. Transgender advocates argued even that the proposal would place an undue burden on the transgender community.
All right, this is a toughie, but I had this conversation actually with Leah earlier, you know, and it's a toughie because, you know, you want everybody to be accepted for who they are, right? But the reason why this bill passed and the reason why I agree with it is the bottom line is, like, it's not fair to female athletes who worked their ass off their whole life to all of a sudden go up against somebody that was born, you know, with male bone structure, male muscles, you know, like, and look, I feel for people and, you know, going through, it's gotta be a tough life. It's gotta be when you identify as a woman and you're really a man, you know, at birth and all that, I'm sure it's tough, but it's just not fair. And all I can think of is if I had a daughter and she was playing basketball and, you know, she was working her butt off to get scholarships and everything else. And then, like, you know, some 6'6" transgender, you know, comes in scoring 100 points a game. You know, it just doesn't seem fair. And in that regard, but I don't like the idea of, you know, excluding people. And look, I can accept any gender, any transgender in anything except for sports. It just doesn't seem like it's fair if you have man muscles playing in women's sports. To me, that, I don't know. I mean, I don't want people to think I'm a jerk off, but I just can't wrap my head around it and see how it's fair.
Yeah, I'm kind of in agreement with you. I mean, there's certain, like, we would just want to deny objective reality because it's not nice. And, like, there are certain things that are just realistic. I mean, you have a competitive advantage if you were born male. Even if you identify differently, you have thicker bones, you have more muscle mass, and you can take, you know, hormones, I guess, to tone that down a little bit, but you're still going to have
that
advantage.
Your bone structure is the same. Dave Chappelle actually had a bit on one of his last specials, but it was one of those where it made a lot of sense. And he was like, what if LeBron James decided he wanted to identify as a woman and went to the WNBA? And he's like, and he pauses, like, he's going to score 1,000 points a game.
That was a movie, and it was called Juwanna Man. Do you remember?
I remember that.
In the
2000s? Wesley Snipes, right?
No, it was...
It wasn't?
No, he might have been in it, but the main guy...
Emmanuel.
Oh, that was June. It was another one, something like that, yeah.
It was, what's his name?
Juman 2 or some guy, I don't know. I'm stupid. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It was Miguel Nunez Jr.
Oh, okay, yeah. Different movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one with Wesley Snipes and a couple other guys that were in drag, though, and I'm trying to remember
called. Oh, that's Tu Wong Fu.
Thank you, yes.
Yeah. But they were playing sports in that one, or that was just
they were drag queens.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago. I was pretty drunk during that era.
Kelly, how do you feel about that? Because I know you're a progressive leaning individual.
First of all,
yeah.
You keep interchanging these words that don't make sense to me. You keep talking about what if we have a 6-foot man with male bone structure in women's sports. We're talking about kids, guys. Kids. It's kids for
college. I mean, you're college and high school.
I know,
which you're pretty developed.
Again, and we're
then.
Not talking about LeBron-esque people. Yeah, coming on these basketball teams.
You kind of are, yeah.
No, we're
LeBron
not.
James was huge in high school. He was a man.
I know. I'm talking about these transgender people are not LeBron James-esque and just jumping on a women's basketball team.
But they still
team.
Have the competitive advantage. They went through puberty, and they're young, you know, men.
Let the kids I'm sorry if you can't figure out a better solution than to just exclude a whole group of people from an experience, then That's not a good
solution. But you want female, you know, equality in a lot of... So you're going to take away scholarships from athletes to play women's sports in college. So you're going to take away education from women.
How are you taking away scholarships?
Because there's only so many spots on the team.
So many spots on the team.
Yes.
Yeah, but they're not taking away scholarships. How you perform, your individual
performance. Kelly, they give athletic scholarships based on your performance and how you play. The best players get scholarships.
I understand.
That's why I never got one.
I understand that. I'm saying that you're not going... I think everyone's like misguided thinking that there's going to be this influx of boys that are now girls jumping on sports teams and taking away these spots.
Then
why hasn't it happened yet? It could have happened already.
It is happening.
This is not like a new thing that we all have to worry about. There does not need to be laws made on this. It's ridiculous to me. This should not be happening. There's no better way than to just exclude
them. Get rid of female sports and just have sports.
Why are we just talking about female sports?
Because it would only affect females.
No, it.
You're going to have biologic people who are born male, who went through puberty, that are transitioning, that are going to take away. I don't know how many it's going to be. I don't have the number. I don't know if it's going to be hundreds or dozens or what. But you're still going to have women who are left off of these sports scholarships to play in college.
And even
play in high school, too, because a basketball team only has 13, 14 people.
Hundreds or dozens of women not getting scholarship as opposed to millions of children not being able to participate. And yeah, across the country,
but that's the thing. You were just arguing that this is not that many. Now we're talking millions. That's a lot.
I'm talking about every single transgender kid that plays is not going to be at a level that it's going to be taking someone's scholarship away.
Oh.
The instances that you're talking about, as opposed to completely excluding a ridiculous amount of people from playing just so a few might not get a scholarship because of it. That's the same thing as saying, why are like people taking advantage of welfare? Like, why are we helping all of these people when a few percentage are taking advantage of the system? Why are we going to do this? Why are we going to completely exclude a huge group of people just because a handful of scholarships might be taken away?
You're saying a couple, but then you're saying millions of people. It's not going to be a couple. Kelly,
the same amount of people that are going to have their scholarships taken away. This is going to affect people playing
pee-wee. I disagree with you.
This is going to affect people playing elementary school softball. That's ridiculous.
And high school and college.
That's not a good enough reason.
I don't understand how you don't see that.
I completely taking this experience away from children is not a good enough reason. Like, scholarships.
After this argument.
A couple scholarships is not a good enough reason to not allow a whole entire group of kids to not have that experience growing up. And you know what? All of those kids that are already on the team would do well to have a transgender person on their team and learn a little bit and have something taken away from them that they feel entitled that they should have. You know what? Maybe work a little bit harder.
Well, why are they entitled to it?
They're not even scoring.
Why are they entitled to it? You're talking about entitlement, but you're saying, well, they're transgender, so they're entitled to a spot now.
They're entitled to be able to
play
just
like everyone else. Why are some people entitled
to
stuff and some people aren't?
They're entitled to the same experience as everyone else.
But not everybody makes the team. I mean, like, I didn't make the baseball team in high school. I stunk.
Yeah, and I didn't not make the team because I have a vagina. So that wasn't a reason why I didn't make a team, what I was born with, because I have breasts that are bigger than yours. That's not why I didn't make a team.
I want to see it play out. Did
you know that they're not allowing Simone Biles to do some of her moves because she's so advanced? And no one else on the team, she would just beat everybody. And she's not a dude.
Is that a gymnastics person?
Yeah. She's not a dude. They're not allowing her. She's so good. And the moves that she does are not humanly possible by literally the rest of everyone competing in the Olympics. And they told her that if she did them, she would be disqualified or she would
stupid.
Be scored down. Well, her ability is better.
Sense. Yeah.
Oh, but if she had a penis, then that would be a reason enough. Well, that's the reason why she's so much better than everyone. So that would make sense then. No, some people are better, some people aren't.
Your natural ability that you have is different than having an advantage from being born with a thicker bone structure and thicker
co-ed
muscles.
We have sports all over the place.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter.
Not professionally, though, we don't.
We're not talking about professional teams.
I would argue that college, you are an elite athlete if you're in college.
They're not getting paid. They are not professionals. They're not getting paid.
But it's very competitive in college.
That's not a good enough reason to completely deny a whole group of people.
I'm worried about denying women their opportunity to play at a high level and get an education.
I'm not some turf feminist here. Like, that's not what's happening.
Yeah.
Obviously
not.
That is not, like, people are people. If we need to figure something out. That's not.
But they're not. People are not people. People have different abilities, and they're better at different things. If you're just going to have sports, have sports, and get rid of women's leagues entirely. And if you're good enough, you can play. And if you're not, you're not. What you're going to find, though, is that there's no women that play sports anymore because they're not going to be good.
We're not talking about
enough.
Women's leagues. We're talking about kids. That's what I'm talking about.
Leagues are split up between men and women. The kids,
words.
Girls and boys.
No. That it,
Yes,
that,
they are. It, that, that's objectively true, Kelly.
That is true because that's how it's been done. We don't need to keep doing it that way anymore.
Okay, so get rid of women's sports. Fine. I think that's a compromise that we could make. Just have sports, period. And
the
if women can play, men can play,
girls
anybody can play.
I like that.
Fine.
I'm okay with that.
I'm just saying I think it's going to hurt women in the long run.
This is not about sports. It's not about sports. It's about transgender people. It's about oppressing them, and it has nothing to do with sports.
No, it's about sports. I disagree with that
framing.
There
should
not
be a law in the government that is regulating children's sports. That is ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Money is being wasted
on this. I just want it to be fair for everybody.
Do you think that's
life's
fair though?
Fair.
Do you think that's exactly? Well, exactly. Life's not fair, so they should be able to play. They should be able to play.
Okay. Then we have to do away with like.
No, we don't.
Yes, life's not fair. We do.
You get a spot taken away, then be better.
What about UFC?
Be better
should
than
we
that
let the guys and
team?
Girls fight in UFC now?
Like, yes. What about that?
We're talking about. Children.
Children
adults.
Grow up into adults, Kelly.
Okay.
And then they have to go into now there's gonna be like, well, I can't fight
in
UFC.
Adult sports leagues are privately owned businesses and they can do whatever they want. We're not talking about state funded schools and state funded programs like after school soccer and peewee. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about private businesses. If UFC wants to have a man and a woman fight each other, they can do that because they're a private business. If they want to have separate boys and girls or men and women, that's their prerogative. This is not what we're talking about. We're talking about a law that has been passed for how to regulate how children play sports and the opportunities that they have. We're taking opportunities away from these kids just because of how they experience life from no fault of their own. If they can't be on the team, if that's going to take some girl's spot away because that's the only example that we're using here, then you know what? Be better. Everyone should have a shot. Everyone should be allowed to play. Everyone should have that experience. And if
Wait,
you don't
who,
have...
who'll be better?
The other people on the team that you're worried about their spots being taken away.
Give up your spot because this person who has a clear competitive advantage.
I don't understand why if that would be the case of any new person on a team, whether they were transgender or not, you have to worry about them being better than you and taking your scholarship away. What is the difference?
But that's...
You're not, because like, there's not a guarantee.
Look, I get that it's some women are stronger than other women, too. I understand that, but there is, it's just another level. It's just another level of strength.
It's not. You are reducing it to something that is wildly.
You look at these sports that have let transgender females into the league, cycling, weightlifting. They not only win, they dominate.
And then you
they
look
crush.
At and then you look at leagues that actually let girls and women wrestle men, and they're getting crushed too. So what is the difference? What's the difference?
It gives women they have no chance to play sports.
That's
and be
not,
any,
that's not
quote,
true.
Good.
I literally just gave you an example of how multiple women join wrestling.
Well, I'm okay.
Wrestling
I'm
teams.
I'm okay with
you're
just,
okay with women joining boys teams.
No, just
it's not
no,
take
no, no,
boys,
not boys teams. Just teams.
The boys.
Well, no. You're getting
spots
it wrong.
Spots away, but
teams.
If we let people that
forget
have
boys.
Testosterone
just
running through
sports.
Their veins. Play with women, then they're going to get all their spots taken away, and that's not fair to these girls. And we want to be fair for the girls, don't
I
we?
I do. I do worry about that.
So
yes.
Dumb, dude. It's so,
that's amazing.
If I had a daughter that played all the way up to high school and she worked her butt off, and then you know somebody came in that weighed 220 pounds with 5% body weight and took her spot. You know, I just think that's unfair.
And what if you had a daughter that was born with a penis and they had no opportunity mm-hmm. to play anywhere? How bad would you feel then?
I would feel bad
feel
for
worse?
Their situation. I would feel bad for their situation, but I'd also say, honey, it's not fair for you to go in
life's
there.
Life's not fair, yeah.
And
it's across the bear.
I just find that really interesting that if you had a child in that situation, that you would mm-hmm. you would be way more okay with telling them that life isn't fair because of something they don't have a choice over than telling
yep.
your daughter that life isn't fair because someone that was better than them earned a spot that they wanted.
They were born physically better than them. They have an advantage because of...
So basically on the flip side, what you're saying, you were born mm-hmm. physically inferior, so that's why you're not able to play sports.
Yes, correct.
Yes, that's...
Right.
You're saying because they were physically born a male and now they're uh-huh. transitioning to female that they are inferior and therefore...
No, they're not inferior. They're superior to the female athletes, yes.
I think that's wrong, guys. I think that's okay. really wrong, and I really hope that, you know... You're not in that
you're
situation.
Allowed,
where
you're allowed
you have
to feel
to tell
that way, and
that.
I look, I understand what you're saying too. It's a tough situation, you know.
I understand it too, Kelly, and yeah. I get it,
but I think like between the two, I think it's way worse that a transgender kid would not even have the opportunity to try to play than worrying about the possibility that a couple girls, for your example. Boys, too, in my example, might get a scholarship or two taken away.
Oh,
I think it's.
I don't see that you're throwing numbers out that you're just pulling them out of a hat.
Because
this
is
overarching. There's one or two, but there's millions of people.
We're not talking about. This was not like down to the granular level talking about scholarships. This is overarching to all sports. This is overarching. Sports that shouldn't. It shouldn't matter. Sports that they should be able to go play peewee together. They should. A transgender 7-year-old boy should be able to go on the boys' team, or a transgender 7-year-old girl should be able to go on the girls' team.
But they do. I'm pretty sure we're talking about school sports, which I mean, maybe middle school and
yeah.
more like high school. Which high school, I'm sorry, is different than
but
peewee.
It's not. It is different, but that's not what we're talking about in this bill. It's overarching. That's what I'm talking about. That's not okay. That's not okay.
There's also the beyond their feelings, they could physically hurt somebody is what I'm worried about, too. Like, you know, if somebody, you know, has a man's, you know, a young
but
man's
where?
Bone
where,
structure and muscles,
there's
they could
no
they
contact
hurt a girl.
To contact sports that would be an
every
issue
sport
with.
Has contact pretty much. Soccer,
I mean, it's
they
not
run
football.
Into each other.
Yeah, and boys and girls, there's co-ed soccer teams even into high school. So, I mean, that, again, has no bearing on this conversation.
I haven't seen any co-ed soccer
yeah.
teams in high school.
Yeah.
Is there co-ed soccer teams yeah. in high school now?
I mean, not like for a scholarship, but I'm saying school, like club sports, boys
okay.
and
well,
girls.
That's, yeah.
If we're talking about injury and the example of risk of injury, that I just don't think that that's valid because there's plenty of sports that men and women play together and boys and girls play together. If it's not football, if it's not something that's a high contact sport, it's not gonna matter, guys. It's really not.
I disagree that it's not gonna matter. It's clearly going to matter. We just not on the same page.
It's not going to matter. You know what would be great? Instead of like guessing things that none of us have any idea about because we haven't seen it, why not let's just look and see what happens? And if it ends up bad, then we'll get rid of it.
But there's a bunch of examples of this out there. I just told you some. The ones that they let women, transgender women into cycling, weightlifting, they dominate. Track, dominate. dominate. UFC, there's a Fallon Fox. She's a MMA fighter.
Oh, she almost killed that lady.
Crushed the lady's skull.
Yeah, knocked but out I actually her saw that, orbital bone.
Yeah, but I actually saw that a chick did beat her. So
oh,
maybe,
good.
Maybe that's a good
bad example.
Of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad example.
I wouldn't
yeah.
look. I would put Amanda Nunez against almost any man.
I'm
in
just
the
saying,
sport.
You guys can't that's speak crazy. On things that we haven't seen before. You don't know until we've seen it. Let's just.
I'm okay
give
with
them
playing
chance.
It out.
But we have.
I'm
seen
okay
it.
With playing it out, and then if it doesn't work, then revisit it. I'm okay with that.
She's got one. Fallon Fox has 5 wins, 1 loss. Ashley Evans Smith is the only person to beat her.
Good. I don't want to mess with that lady.
I wonder. Well, I was curious if maybe she was trans. I don't know.
Kelly won me over. I agree. I say let it play out for a couple of years and see if anybody dies or if it swings that big of a you know, if it makes that big of a difference. I don't care.
It's gonna.
My son's out of high school. He's not playing sports. He's going to be a doctor. That's very co-ed. Yeah, screw it. I say ding-dongs, vaginas, no matter what you're born with, let's all play sports together.
I'm fine with that. Fine. That's going to be yeah. – that's a compromise I think that we could do
see,
there.
See how it plays yeah. out, man. Yeah. See how it plays out. Yeah. Look, the last thing I want people to take from my you know, my opinion on this is that I don't want equality for transgender. I want everybody to be accepted for who they are and what they are. My thought was, was that – I didn't want, you know, a young lady to be hurt or not
right.
have a competitive, opportunity, you know, in the situation. But you know what? If they want to let it go on for a couple years and see what happens. See what happens. Revisit it. That's fine. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I think there's plenty of examples of it already. But, just get rid of female sports. Like I said, I think that's a compromise that we could all agree upon. And they just have sports, not
that.
Boys' sports, just sports. If you make the football team, you can play. If you make the soccer team, you can play. There's going to not be a lot of women that play on those teams because even the U.S. soccer team, the women's soccer team, who is the apple of everyone's eye here, and they're American heroes. They dominate. When they do exhibition matches against the 14, 16-year-old boys in AAU, the boys kick their ass. They're bigger, they're stronger, they're faster, even at 16. It's just the way it goes. I'm sorry. I know it's not nice, but we're denying reality with a lot of this stuff to try to be nice.